Ladies and gentlemen, during the next 4 days, 12 noon to 12 midnight, you will experience the history of rock and roll, the story of the birth and development of a musical revolution, as the staff and management of KHJ Los Angeles proudly present
The History of Rock and Roll. 93 KHJ plays more music.
And the hits just keep on coming.
KHJ Los Angeles.
The history of rock and roll continues with the early productions of Phil Spector. The Crystals, along with the Ronettes, the Righteous Brothers, and Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans, all shared approximately the same backup band in the early 60s, the Phillies Records House Band. It was comprised of struggling, unknown, yet promising young talent. Among them, Glenn Campbell played guitar, Leon Russell piano, and the backup singers included everyone from Nino Tempo and April Stevens to Sonny and Cher. In 1963, the Crystals had their fourth million seller, with a song written especially for them by Jeff Berry, Ellie Greenwich, and Phil Spector. Kiss Me by the Crystals, one of the finest examples of what girl group rock was all about. It was a different kind of music, full of intense feeling, of sentiment, and desire.
Some of the music is quite different, but a lot of it is the same. You know, just the voices are different, instrumentation, but it's basically the same thing.
Dee Dee Kennebrew of the Crystals.
I think there's a definite Spector sound. Matter of fact, I dig him, and I always have.
Bobby Hatfield of the Righteous Brothers, whose biggest hits were also produced by Phil Spector.
I enjoyed working with him very much. He's got some different ways about him. He makes it tough on you. He was the hardest record producer that I had ever worked for, because I've never gone into a session and come out 8 or 10 hours later, you know.
Phil Spector's recording sessions were musical marathons, running all night if need be, until horns, guitars, drums, and voices blended perfectly. No one else had ever lavished such care, time, and money on a single 45 RPM record. And no one else had ever had so many hits. Of the first 30 singles that Spector produced for his own label, Phillies Records, 27 made the charts. 9 were top 10, and 3 reached number 1. The biggest was a Righteous Brothers record released late in 1964. Bobby Hatfield.
There were a lot of stories that it took us like 60 takes, and that's not true. It wasn't that long at all. And it was a groove. I think it was the best thing he ever did.
The best of Phil Spector, next on The History of Rock and Roll.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss you. tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it.
Hatfield, the higher-voiced righteous brother, recalls playing back You've Lost That Love and Feeling.
It was something that that Billy and I dug from the minute we heard it. And then, matter of fact, the night that we mixed it down, that Philly mixed it down, we had a little function up at his house, and we must have sat around and listened to it for 5 hours. I mean, that's kind of really weird when you can sit and listen to one record for 5 hours, but... Again, a fantastic production.
A record producer hears more than most record buyers, and Phil Spector was gifted with two of the best ears in the business. So we invited him to listen to and comment on several classic oldies for the history of rock and roll. It was a blindfold test in that he didn't know which records were to be played for him.
That's the sound. I love that. It sounds like somebody beating on a chair with a leather top. This is the Four Tops singing Bob Dylan, if you listen real carefully. Little bird, and he walking to the rhythm of the sun, and everything is gone out of black. And everything, that's really what it is, it's Black Dylan. If you listen to this record carefully, you'll notice that Motown has the same thing Volkswagen has. They have a style, and it's never really going out of style for a long time, and as long as it continues to sell, they'll go in, and the old joke about Motown is, you know, a Motown record is the same record recorded with different lyrics every 3 weeks, you know, but realistically, they're very creative, and this was really a hell of a record, and it's a drum-based sound that is very consistent, therefore you can build around it. Has a lot of the ingredients that Benny had at that time. He had a way to sell a song and interpret a song, which is the whole key really to what soul music is, interpretation. I think he could be a hit singer anywhere, yeah. But there are a lot of hit singers around who aren't making it without, because they have no direction. Like there are a lot of great writers around who are making it without direction. So I think he could be a hit star, a hit singer anywhere, but I think they're giving him the direction he needs. He really sounds in many ways a lot like Marvin Gaye, but it's not important because the material and the direction is much better than he would have if he were, let's say, on his own.
The Four Tops, as we end our musical blindfold test with Phil Spector. The Four Tops were just one of many black groups in the 60s that came out of Detroit. We'll go back to their roots and profile the Motown sound when the history of rock and roll continues.